Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap. Hello and welcome to New York Standard. My name is Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York Standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages, from swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. Coltrane, Ellington, Basie, so much more. Well, with last week's show being a lot of Broadway and fairly dramatic, I figured I'd bring you a lighter and more airy show. The weather, at least in New York anyway, has improved dramatically from the sweltering, hazy lazies. So I wanted to bring you a special song from a special guy. He doesn't get a whole lot of credit. You don't hear him so much anymore. Cannonball Adderley, Barefoot Sunday Blues.
Thank you.
Julian Cannonball Adderley from his Take Charge album. That's his own composition, Barefoot Sunday Blues, and a real fun way to start off today's show. Like I said, today's going to be a fairly light show, maybe a couple of ballads mixed in there, but for the most part, fairly up-tempo. And who better to bring us up-tempo than the one and only Nat Cole. Got two songs for you. It's Only a Paper Moon and Stardust. Nat Cole.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. And now the purple dusk of twilight time steals across the meadows of my heart. High up in the sky, the little stars climb, always reminding me that we're apart. You wander down the lane and far away, leaving me a song that will not die. Love is now the stardust of yesterday, the music of the years gone by. Sometimes I wonder why I spend the lonely night dreaming of a song, the
a melody haunts my reverie, and I am once again with you. When our love was new, and each kiss an inspiration, but that was long ago. Now my consolation is in the stardust of a song beside a garden wall. When stars are bright, you are in my arms. The nightingale tells his fairy tale, a paradise where roses bloom, though I dream in vain. In my heart, it will remain my stardust melody, the memory of love's refrain.
Time after time, I tell myself that I'm so lucky to be loving you. So lucky to be the one you run to see in the evening when the day is through. I only know what I know. The passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving you. Passing years will show. You've kept my love so young, so new. And time after time, you'll hear me say that I'm so lucky to be loving.
Chet Baker with the timeless Time After Time, the Sammy Kahn and Julie Stein song. You know, I checked on Wikipedia, and there are some couple of hundred versions of that tune. And one of these days, maybe I'll bring an episode of all one song. I don't know, just to show a little bit of variation. But up next, Ella and Lewis, let's call the whole thing off.
things have come to a pretty pass. Our romance is growing flat. For you like this and the other, while I go for this and that. Goodness knows what the end will be. Oh, I don't know where I'm at. It looks as if we two will never be one. Something must be done.
You say either, I say either, you say neither, and I say neither. Either, either, and either, neither. Let's call the whole thing off. Yes, you like potato, and I like potato. You like tomato, and I like tomato. Potato, potato, tomato, tomato. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you like pajamas, I like pajamas. I'll wear pajamas, give up pajamas. For we know we need each other, so we better call it off, off. Oh, let's call the whole thing off, yeah.
You say laughter and I say laughter. You say after and I say after. Laughter, laughter, after, after. Let's call the whole thing off. You like vanilla and I like vanilla. You sarsaparilla and I sarsaparilla. Vanilla, vanilla, or chocolate, strawberry. Let's call the whole thing off. But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart. So if you go for oysters and I go for oysters, I'll order oysters and cancel the oysters. For we know we need each other, so we better call the calling off, off. Let's call the whole thing off.
Yes, you say either,
and you say either.
You say neither,
and you say neither.
Either,
either,
and either,
and neither.
Let's call the whole thing off. Oh, yes. You like potato,
and you like potato.
You like tomato,
and you like tomato.
Potato,
potato,
tomato,
tomato.
Let's call the whole thing off.
But oh, if we call the whole thing off, then we must part. And oh, if we ever part, then that might break my heart.
Oh, so if you like pajamas,
like pajamas,
I wear pajamas.
You got pajamas.
For
we know we need each other, so we better call the calling of all. Let's call the whole thing off.
Let's
call the whole thing off.
Yes.
Ella and Lewis, Ella Fitzgerald, Louis Armstrong, Let's Call the Whole Thing Off. One of my all-time favorites from one of the three records that they did. And I own that set as a three CD set. I don't know if it's still available. Probably can find it pretty easily on the internet. But the set that I have is sort of bound. It's a blue packaging. Really neat set, if you can find it. So I urge you to pick it up. And listen, anything with those two on it, whether them together or individually, you can't go wrong, that's for sure. Up next, Rodgers and Hammerstein song, as done by Charlie Parker, Why Do I Love You, from Showboat. be so nice to come home to. We went from one alto legend in Charlie Parker to two tenor legends in Ben Webster and Coleman Hawkins. That's from Coleman Hawkins Encounters Ben Webster. Again, two legends, and one influenced the other, but they were still both really amazing players in their time. Hope you enjoyed that. That's kind of a nice, that's a really great record, so unique to have the two of those guys play side by side. Changing tone a little bit, I want to move into a couple of ladies. Dinah Shore is not someone that you're going to hear a whole lot of on this show. Not that she wasn't talented, but, you know, in a funny way, I have a strange association with her. Having been born in the 70s, I remember her more for her television show and some of the other things that she did in her life, the golf and some of the other stuff. And so I don't necessarily always think of her as a singer, which is a very pretty voice and really talented lady, too. Right on her heels, we're going to have Patsy Cline followed by Dinah Washington. So enjoy these next couple of songs.
And start my life anew. instead of having sweet dreams about you. You don't love me, it's plain. Instead of having sweet dreams about you.
I have such an undying affection for Patsy Cline, and country music of that era is really special in a funny way. It's certainly not what it's become. When I listen to quote unquote country music today, it just does not sound. It sounds like rock and roll with a pedal steel guitar, or maybe a banjo, and it's just not. And then the performers are I will say this: country music still does have some amazing voices and talent in there. But I tend to like the rougher around the edges stuff. And Patsy Cline is a little of both, a little bit of sweet and sour with her bit of sort of rough and tumble nature. Plus, her this sort of syrupy sweet voice that she had. So, hope you enjoyed that. And in our sort of closing here on the women's segment. We've got someone who I love and doesn't, in my mind, get enough attention, Dinah Washington from Dinah Jams, Lover, Come Back to Me.
Your heart of mine is singing, lover, where can you be? You came at last, love had its day. That day is past, you've gone away. This aching heart of mine is singing, lover, come on back to me. Well, I remember every little thing we used to do. I'm so lonely. Every road I walk alone, I've walked alone with you. No, I wonder I am lonely. The sky is blue, the night is cold, the moon is new, but love is old. And while I'm waiting here, this heart of mine is singing, lover, lover, come back to me. We'll be right back.
Isn't that just stellar? You got Dinah Washington, Clifford Brown, Clark Terry, Maynard Ferguson, Herb Geller, Harold Land, Junior Mance, Richie Powell, Keeter Betts, George Morrow, and legend Max Roach on the traps. Really strong. This was somewhat of a concert, but it was really recorded in a studio, and something that they used to do back in the 50s. I own a Johnny Hartman record, who we're going to hear from here in a second. But I own a Johnny Hartman record that the Impulse label, part of, at that point, Universal, reissued in the mid-90s, and that had four or five songs from it that you know, were part of a concert that they did at the studio after they recorded. It was sort of a celebration of the completion of the recording, and this is sort of a similar piece. And you listen to that, and you know, I hinted at this a second ago when talking about the state of country music, but this applies to all music. You listen to that album with Dinah Washington there, the entire thing is live. It's live. There's no, you know, they may have mixed it a little bit, but there were no overdubs. There were no, this was recorded in 1954. It shows the date, August 14th, 1954 in L.A. And at that point, and this thing is not even in stereo, it's still a mono recording. And they didn't have the capability. They did have stereo recorders. So this thing was recorded with multiple channels, but into a tape deck that had one input. So you know, you had to do it right the first time, I wish the singers today had half the skill or ability, that's for sure. But I mentioned Johnny Hartman. I want to bring you some Johnny Hartman. He's my favorite male vocalist of all time. He put out, I want to say, probably around 15 real studio records, and this is a favorite, Blue Skies.
Blue skies smiling at me, nothing but blue skies do I see. Bluebirds singing a song, nothing but bluebirds all day long. Never saw the sun shining so bright, never saw things going so right. Noticing the days hurrying by, when you're in love, my, how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue skies from now on. Shining so bright, never saw those things going so right. noticing the days hurrying by. When you're in love, my, look how they fly. Blue days, all of them gone, nothing but blue sky. From now on,
there's a change in the weather, change in the sea. From now on there'll be a change in me. Walk will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short fat. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made today. There'll be some changes made. A change in me. What will be different, my talk and my name. Nothing about me's gonna be the same. Change my long tone for a little short fast. Change my number where I'm stopping at. Nobody wants you when you're old and gray. There'll be some changes made.
Dave Brubeck with Little Jimmy Rushing, a.k.a. Mr. 5x5, because he was 5 inches high, 5 feet wide and 5 feet high. Hope you enjoyed that. That's a really great song that they used, that resurfaced, I want to say, 2002, 2003, as a jingle for a TV commercial. I want to say it was a car commercial. And I thought it was a nice driving rhythm for that sort of a tune. So we've come to the end again, and I always hate the end of shows. But when I do this show, I feel like this song and the title of this song, I've Got the World on a String, Louis Prima.
I got the world on a string, and I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around my little finger. What a whirl and what a life. Ooh, I'm in love. I got a song I sing, and I can make the rain go anytime I move my crazy little finger. Lucky me, lucky me, lucky me, lucky me, lucky me. Can't you see I'm in love? Sam, life is a wonderful thing. Boy, you gotta have a little zing. Now, if I could only sing like Bing, oh, man, I could really swing. Look out. Yes, I got a world on the string, and I'm sitting on a rainbow. Got that string around. What a world riddle, what a life and what a riddle world. I got the world on a string, I'm sitting on a rainbow. I got the world on a string, got the string around my little finger. One world, cause I'm in love. One song, stars above. One world, cause love, 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 love. I've got the song that I sing, and I can make the rain go anytime, anytime, anytime. I move my little finger. Look at me, 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 look at me. And life is a wonderful thing. Oh, you gotta come up with that zing, Sam. Boy, if you could only find that thing, we could play ting-a-ling. Yes, I got the world on a string, and I'm sitting on a rainbow. I got that string around my finger.
Can't think of a better way to end this week's show than with really the one and only Louis Prima. Such a wide-ranging talent and did a lot with his life here on this planet, that's for sure. Wrote, acted, obviously sang, performed, was in every imaginable kind of band that you could imagine, you know, just did everything, and then was also... You know, Sing Sing Sing, the song Sing 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 that I've played once before, and the legendary song, he wrote it. That's him. That's Louis Prima. So just a wide-ranging talent. And again, that's one of the things that I love about this era is that the performers weren't just, you know, I saw an internet meme a couple weeks ago, talk about not, you know, bridging two generations here. I saw an internet meme, talking about an internet meme on a show about the 1920s, music from the 1920s to 1960s. But, you know, they talked about some performer today and that you know, it took six or seven songwriters to come up with, you know, a whole series of really bad lyrics to begin with. And then they talked about some song from this era and took one songwriter to do all the music, the lyrics, the whole thing. So it's one of the things that I love about this era is that it's very simple compared to how complex the music is today. And while I love a lot of modern music, this to me, and I've said it before, I'll say it again, this to me is the music, the greatest cultural contribution that we as Americans have made to the world. I really believe that. I really enjoy bringing the show to you, and I'm so thankful that you've tuned in. My name is Andre Archambault. This is New York Standard. You can find me on Twitter at NY Standard. You can send me an email. I've gotten a couple of emails from people at nycstandard@gmail.com. Thanks so much for tuning in. Again, I'm Andre Archambault, and this has been New York Standard.